This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. KER Politics. Boy, it's been a busy week. It has been an interesting week. Big Al really caught a king salmon, I have to say. Ronald Kessler, who is the author of The Trump White House, Changing the Rules of the Game, and the best-selling author of some other books, was contacted me through his publicist, suggesting perhaps we talk about this book on the show, and I just jumped at the opportunity. I have chatted with Ron a bit off mic here, and I have to say he's a very interesting, very, very bright individual. Let me tell you a little bit about him. I'm so impressed with this guy in the book that I actually went down to the local bookstore and spent close to $30, and I normally get free copies. In this case, I bought the book. It's been sitting in the living room, and I have to say I have thoroughly enjoyed it. Mr. Kessler is a New York Times bestselling author of a number of books. One of them is called The First Family Detail, The Secrets of the FBI and the President's Secret Service, and The CIA at War. He's a former Wall Street Journal and Washington Post investigative reporter. He has won 18 journalism awards, including two George Polk Awards, one for national reporting and one for community service. He was named, among other things, he was named the Washingtonian of the Year by the Washington Magazine, and he now lives in one of my favorite cities in the country with his wife. The city is Potomac, Maryland. Mr. Kessler, The Trump White House. This is a book written by someone, i.e. Ron Kessler, who has known Donald Trump personally for over 20 years. Let's talk about that relationship first.
I did a book on Palm Beach called The Season Inside Palm Beach and America's Richest Society. I call it my midlife crisis. I had to drink more champagne, go to more parties, because normally, as you indicated, I write about the FBI, the Secret Service, and the CIA. And for that book, Trump cooperated. My wife Pam and I were both former Washington Post reporters, flew down with Donald on his plane to Palm Beach and spent the weekend in Mar-a-Lago with him. And so I got to know him and have known him ever since. We go to his New Year's Eve parties in Mar-a-Lago. We stay in touch. So that gives me, an additional insight. At the same time, the book is an honest account. Overall, it's favorable. It says that he will be seen as one of the greatest presidents based on his results. But at the same time, it goes into all the issues and negative items and has juicy tidbits that I think both sides will appreciate.
The one comment I would make about Donald Trump is your part of the title of your book, Changing the Rules of the Game. I mean, he is clearly not part of the Washington establishment, and I want to say that I find that to be very refreshing. As our listeners are aware, going all the way back to 2015, I supported Trump. I continue to support Trump, and I'm doing that not because of the man necessarily, because I don't know him at all. Obviously, all I know is what he's doing, and I think, quite frankly, some very interesting things have happened in our country right now. He certainly has a lot of extraneous, at least issues that I would call extraneous, to deal with, one of them being what I call a coup. I think there's actually a coup d'etat against Trump led by a number of people in the government, not the least of which is probably the Clinton family, and secondly, the FBI. And I think that they are totally, totally barking up the wrong tree, perhaps only trying to cover up some of their own shortcomings. Ron, do you have any comments on that?
I quote a Washington Post story in the book from August 14th of last year, which reports on emails that were turned over by the White House to congressional committees. And they are emails from Manafort, the campaign chairman, and other top officials of the campaign responding to Papadopoulos' proposal to meet with Russian leaders. He was a low-level campaign aide. And they all rejected it. They all said, no way. Manafort said, we're not going to do this. He said, we have to make sure that Trump doesn't do this. He assigned somebody to make sure that nobody responds. Gates, his deputy, says the same thing. So it's just such a joke to talk about Russian collusion when that was the campaign and they wanted nothing to do with Russians.
That really seems to be the long and the short of it. And I personally feel very strongly, and I don't want to get into this because it's got nothing to do with your book, but I feel very, very strongly that you have some people in our country, i.e. some of the members perhaps of the FBI, and certainly the Clinton family, for lack of better terms, covering their ass. Now, let's talk a little bit, or trying to, and let's talk a little bit about your book, and let's talk a little bit about Donald Trump. I would have to say that at this stage of the game, and you know, we're not quite halfway through his presidency yet, I would have to say some very positive things have come about, one of them being the positive nature of the stock market as measured by the Dow. That would be one thing I think that he's accomplished, and perhaps a whole bunch of others. Other things that he has done that perhaps would not have happened if one of his opponents had won the election, can you talk about them?
I'd love to. You know, it's just like Reagan, who achieved the end of the Soviet Union and bolstered the economy, and yet he was reviled by the media. It's the same with Trump. Everywhere you look, there are these positive achievements. My home contractor said, I don't care what he says, I just care about what he does. And as you mentioned, the stock market has been booming. The unemployment rate is at unprecedented lows, the same with black unemployment. Tax cut has put more money in people's pockets. And then on the foreign side, he's almost totally gotten rid of ISIS by removing the manacles on the military. He got Saudi Arabia to go against radical Islamic ideology and counter that. He is meeting with the North Korean leader. And, you know, everyone said, oh, my God, he's saying terrible things and fire and fury about North Korea. Well, guess what? That produced results. The same with China. China voted for the first time to impose sanctions on North Korea in the U.N. Now they're backing down on tariffs because of Trump's threats on tariffs. And then sending missiles into Syria. And now he's about to do the same thing again. That not only hopefully will deter Assad, but also it sends a message throughout the world that you do not mess with the U.S. So rather than leading from behind, as Obama's leadership was described, Trump is leading from strength.
I would have to agree with that 100%. I just, you know, my only comment about Trump, and I would like your opinion on this one, Ron, and that is, I think he's a terrible communicator in the sense that right now, if someone were to describe the workings of the executive branch, I think they would use the following terminology. Kind of a mess, disorganized, we don't really understand what this guy is doing. I'd like a comment on that, if you would.
I think that's certainly correct. And now I think Trump is steering in a new direction, because before he hired people who had been recommended by others, such as Tillerson, and he didn't really know them. In fact, he literally didn't know them. Whereas now he's choosing people who've been friends for years, whom he admires, whom he generally agrees with. So he feels comfortable with a Larry Kudlow, with John Bolton, and that's going to make a big difference. But certainly the chaos, you know, is unsettling, and it discourages people from joining the White House.
Well, I think it's probably a good possibility. I have to say, I made the comment, well, number one, let me get back to your book just for a second. The Trump White House is a book. I'm going to obviously put the cover of the book, a picture, on the site, which will give you a way to pick it up from Amazon.com if you'd like to. I'm going to tell you, the only comment I can make is it's perhaps one of the best books on contemporary politics I have ever red. Stick around. Going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Chatting with the lady who was on the show about 2 weeks ago. Her name is Tudor Dixon. Tudor's mission in life, among other things, is to inform young people about what's going on politically. And I have to tell you, she does it very effectively through her website, which is called Lumen. And we're going to put all the information so you guys can go to that website. And you can understand what she's telling the kids and how why I think it's so valuable that Tudor and her associates are doing that. Now, you have talked about a couple of things of late. One is the Facebook situation, which certainly would be of interest to teens, etc., people in their early 20s, etc., and even younger kids for that matter. But I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk, Tudor, about how you explain the situation in Syria right now to the kids.
Well, obviously, you know, we have a lot to figure out about what actually went on in Syria, but we want to talk to the kids about chemical warfare and war in general so that they understand what war crimes are and they understand that what's happening in other countries and how the U.S. steps in and why our role in such a thing is important. In fact, interestingly, in the last 2 days, we've done a Holocaust special, and we interviewed survivors. And I think that when we interviewed them, what they said to me was so powerful. It gave me a different perspective on the people that are suffering over there, and it made me really understand the importance of getting kids to see human life in all countries across all continents.
And so how does this have to do, what does this have to do with Syria? And the reason I ask that is, Clay, both Syria and Israel are on opposite sides of the fence. How do you handle that conflict, Tudor?
It's really interesting because one of the survivors said something to me that, like, I will absolutely never forget. He said, when I see someone starving and someone suffering from anything, I know that pain. And across, there are no borders. That pain has no borders. That pain has no boundaries. And you're a human. A human is a human. And there's a responsibility to help other humans. And it made me say, you know, all these people that say, well, the U.S. just needs to get out of it and leave it alone. Mm-hmm. The humans, and humans that have suffered this kind of starvation, abuse, and war, they're saying, even if they're on the other side, don't let innocent people get hurt and don't let innocent people suffer these terrible crimes. And they believe that the U.S. should be involved. And our kids should hear that side of it.
You know, I have to tell you, that's probably the most common sense statement I've ever heard about the situation in the Middle East. It really is. It's a no-win, in my opinion, Tudor. And I happen to have an awful lot of Jewish friends. I have a lot of non-Jewish friends, et cetera, et cetera. But you know what? Humanity knows no borders. Mm-hmm. Did you get any response from the kids?
You know, we haven't heard. We've heard from parents and we've heard from teachers. I think everyone feels like this is that story is so powerful, the story of the Holocaust, because we've been losing that. And these are people that actually, and to hear from the people that actually experienced it, they've said it's been so powerful for their students and for their kids. But I think that it's the biggest takeaway that we have received from it is that we're not immune to it. It can happen again. We have to keep teaching about it. This is so valuable to have this on film where people can still see that these guys, they're in their 90s. This happened to them when they were in their 20s. It's still at the very top of their hearts. You know, this is still such a powerful thing, of course, that they went through. And the impact that it had on their entire lives and the lives of millions of Jews and millions of people, really, that we can't forget about this. And we can't turn a blind eye that is still happening to people.
Tudor, let's go back a little bit away from the Holocaust, which is, there's no question about it. You know, my parents, I don't happen to be Jewish, but I'm Russian. My parents were theoretically involved in that with their parents, et cetera, other family members. I mean, the Germans did kill an awful lot of us Russians back in those days. But anyway, having said that, the Holocaust was an absolutely, I don't even understand how that could have ever happened, but the fact of the matter is it does. But let's get back to the situation with Syria. Now, with the audience that you're reaching, it's critical that you give them accurate information. Tell me a little bit about your due diligence process, would you?
We have two staff reporters. They go through and they verify that all the facts are correct, and they use sources that are solid sources as well, and we cite those sources on our show. But the interesting thing, one response we did get after we ran our Syrian story was we did have one parent say, I think this is a little too strong for kids. And I have to disagree with that, because I think that kids need, I mean, that's the words we're talking to 6th through 12th graders. And I think these are stories. We're not doing it in a way that is aggressive or the photos are extreme at all. I think these are that most everybody else has come back and said, we really need our kids to hear this. And I think we do. We need our kids to know what's going on. We need our kids to understand our country's role and how powerful our country is, and why it's good that our country helps other countries.
Well, I happen to agree with that. You know, a number of people don't agree with that. A number of people, including my friend Ron Paul, feel very strongly that the United States should not be involved in any way whatsoever overseas. You know, and I have a tendency, my opinion fluctuates in the sense that, you know, I kind of think that life, for lack of better terms, you know, got different conditions at different times. But having said that, the situation in the Middle East is something I even hesitate to talk about. Unfortunately, our guests want us to talk about it all the time, because it is such a hot potato, for lack of better terms. Getting back to Syria, did you give the kids any opinions as to who was right and who was wrong in this situation?
You know, I think that the story is still unfolding, so we didn't want to make any assumptions. We just gave them the facts that we know right now. Mm-hmm. And as the story unfolds and we get more information, we'll present that as well. And they can make their decision based on what the facts are. We aren't going to lead them one way or another. We just tell them what the story is and what's happening. And, I mean, you know, like adults, you come to your conclusion. But I think that the most important thing is that you see that there are not soldiers suffering. There are more than soldiers suffering. There are children, and there are women, and there are fathers, and there are grandparents. And when you see those people, you can't deny that they are just like you.
I agree. Tudor, would you have a problem if could you send us a link so that your segments on, number one, I'm not interested in this point on Facebook, I probably should be, but I'm really interested on the one you did on the Holocaust, and I'm really interested in the one that you did on Syria. Now, okay. I get Lumen, so I can probably just take it from there, but just to make sure, would you make sure that I get a link that we can post to
the
website?
Absolutely.
You're doing God's work. Thank you so much.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing in with Corlin, the KE Report, specifically KER Politics. Chatting right now with Jim McKinney, and we're talking about the concept, is Bashar Assad actually a dictator, or is he a freely elected political official? In my opinion, I don't want to get the splinters up my ass anymore, in my opinion, one could argue very effectively that he was a freely elected official in Syria. A lot of research was done on this particular opinion by Mr. McKinney, and we have posted all of that research as a standalone editorial that I posted on Friday. Jimmy, what's your opinion about that? Is he freely elected, or is he this despotic dictator?
Well, okay, in 2014, there was the first multi-party elections in Syria in decades. Yep. Prior to that, both his father, Hafez, and Bashir, they have not had any opposition candidates on the election up until 2014. In 2014, in the height of this ongoing civil war, they conducted an election. Mm-hmm. And there was a large turnout for people that were allowed to vote. Of course, there were certain groups that were never allowed to vote, including many of the rebel groups. Mm-hmm. So there were three candidates. The other two candidates, 4.3 through 3.2%, and so people that support the Bashar Assad regime and the Syrian regime say, hey, this is a democratically elected country, or leadership. There's a couple of issues I think that people have to really consider. The first is all civil operations are controlled by the Ba'athist Party, the courts, the political military, all aspects of control in the government are controlled by the Ba'athists. So the reality is it really a multi-party system? No, it's not. It's the one opportunity to show something in a public way that would indicate support. At the same time, there are people. The Ba'athist government was it was a secular government. The Ba'athist Party was secular, very similar to Iraq and Saddam Hussein. They did protect, and they allowed different groups in there. They did it in a very strong-arm way. They did it through, you know, massive controls, but they did allow Christian communities. They did protect, you know, different groups, Arab groups, and they really oppressed and pushed down on the Islamic extremists. The Russians are supporting them primarily because of that. The Russians fear very clearly that the expansion of Islamic, you know, radicalism into their region, because they have so many problems on their southern borders. They're very concerned about it. And so that's a big reason why they're supporting their ally there. I get that. The problem is it's a very complex situation, and the genie's out of the bottle. You can't stop what's happened.
Okay. Anyway, we have provided some links with Jim's background on that, and you can find them You can find them on our homepage, www.kereport.com. We have been accused of perpetrating fake news. Anytime that happens, we will research everything that we say and put in writing on the webpage what we come up with. Okay, Comey the 13th is the main, that's the main headline on Drudge right now. What's going on with James Comey right now? It's, you know, he's got a book that's out. He's on Stephanopoulos this Sunday, and Stephanopoulos is stunned. I'm assuming that's because of what he has to say, and President Trump calls James Comey a slime ball. What's going on in your opinion, Jimmy?
Well, in my opinion, first of all, I have not read the book. All I've seen is the excerpts and the excerpts of the interviews. I think that James Comey, a very egotistical guy, probably as egotistical as Donald Trump, but he pretends to be humble. I think that he was caught in the political spin and felt from the inside elite halls of the FBI that he was more powerful than our government. And I think he is going to put a whole lot of information out here that will actually put him at risk. I think, and this is my guess, that the IG report that will be soon to be released from the Department of Justice with FBI investigators and their IG will actually incredibly discredit him based on the decisions that he has made. And it goes back to actually Mark Rich Clinton, the guy that was, you know, selling oil illegally to the Iranians back in the 80s under sanctions. The Clinton pardon for Mark Rich. Comey was the investigator for it and said, no, there's no issue there. You start going back in Comey's history, it's pretty interesting the things that he was associated with. The Uranium One investigations, of course, the Clinton email investigation. There's a lot of political issues out there, and I think that he is getting ready to be. There's going to be a lot of hype and a lot of left media, mainstream media is going to be trying to exacerbate this, but so far I don't see anything that is inconsistent with what he's said or what he's done.
You know, I guess my question is, I have some real serious doubts about Comey, and my doubts are primarily doubts as to his integrity, okay? And my doubts stem 100% from the way that the situation with Hillary Clinton was handled. Any comments on that?
In my view, there's absolutely no question that they went out of their way to appease and accommodate the Clinton investigation by providing a large number, I believe 17 immunities, allowing, you know, different lawyers to be in the discussions, actually potentially suppressing evidence and providing information and evidence back to the the people being investigated. I think this is going to be a very ugly response from the FBI when they go through this investigation. Comey may think it was justified the way he handled it. That's one thing that's actually being talked about out there with Loretta Lynch, that maybe there's information he was afraid that the DOJ would not handle it effectively, and that is classified. It'll be interesting to see what comes out with that. But overall, I think Comey, I think he just thinks very highly of himself, and I think he thought he was the pillar of integrity, but he's got, but it's proven actually that he's not, in my view. Releasing, taking notes with the president and then releasing him through a third party. Why didn't he just stand up and do it? I think that was total cowardice to not stand up and make his comments what he believed the pressure was. And it looks like, based on the information I've seen, the accusations he made are not new. There's nothing really bombshell about this report, and some of the things look really petty at what he's saying. I think it's somewhat embarrassing. I think it'll fade very quickly.
Well, that's interesting, and I'm not saying that you're endorsing anything. Again, we want to be careful here, because I think the one place where we did get, I don't want to say our hands slapped, but I think the person who said was that we are perpetrating fake news, I think perhaps jumped to a conclusion that isn't true. All we're trying to do is provide both sides of every story, and I guess that person was simply saying that some of the sides are simply not that accurate. And our comment is, it's not really accuracy necessarily that we're talking about here. It's both sides of a story. We have enough respect for the intellect of our listeners, both radio and on the live stream, that we believe they can see the falsehoods that are coming from some of the opinions. At least that has been the case so far. You know, when you got people, I have to say, like Excelsior, GH, Irish Tony, CFS, etc., etc. We got people like that who are watching over you, as these folks really are on our blog. You know, it's pretty hard to spread what I would call fake news. Fake news is something that really bothers me, and all we are trying to do on this site, and I think we're doing it very effectively, is provide both sides of every story. And I think anybody who takes it in a different direction than that is severely mistaken. It's interesting. There are a lot of crazy things going on in our country right now, and you know, the old comment, you have to really be aware of, you have to know your enemies as well as you know your friends, is something that we truly, truly believe. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to be right back.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Here to wrap up KDR Politics. I have a lady who's becoming a pretty good friend of mine, I'd have to say, may very well wrap into the position of being a regular on our show. This woman is, in my opinion, very, very smart because she's talking my game. My game is diversification. You don't want to be necessarily in nothing but conventional stocks. You want to hedge your bets. You want to look at things like precious metals. You want to look at things like bonds. And Rebecca Walser right now is saying, you know, a correction is going to come, and you don't want to get caught flat-footed when that correction comes in the conventional market. Let me just say this. Since this is KER Politics, we're going to talk a little bit about what's happened in the markets since Trump was elected. And Donnie, for your information, we're going to be really, really careful about not being overly optimistic. Rebecca, what's happened since Trump was elected? Not since when he took office, but since October of 2016. What's happened to the Dow?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, we definitely have what I have been calling from the beginning a Trump bump. So the Dow actually did go up 31% in the Trump's first full year of office, 2017, which really was the best increase in the Dow performance since FDR.
Yeah.
So that's huge. Yeah.
Now, let's talk about some of the other statistics. Let's talk about what I think is perhaps the most important for our country right now, Rebecca, in terms of overall numbers. Consumer confidence is, in my opinion, the most important thing, because that is a barometer as to how people feel about living in the United States.
Yes, absolutely. The consumer confidence numbers that we've been getting since the beginning of the year. And let's talk about February, because really February was its largest, highest high level since 2000. So really you're talking about way, way back. I'm going to take everyone back to, you know, the dot-com bubble bursting at the beginning of 2000, you know, 2001, 2002, it obviously burst completely. But consumer confidence crashed back then. So this is the highest level. Well, 2000 was before the crash, right? So we really had high consumer confidence before the crash happened. We haven't had that level since this February. So that's, you know, it's really big because people have seen that the tax reform and other things that have really happened, given us some strong economic fundamentals, good job numbers, low inflationary numbers, all of these things have boosted consumer confidence. People are getting bonuses with the tax reform that they're making, that's making them feel better about what they're going to be able to do this year with their money. So all of those things have really boosted consumer confidence to a level we haven't seen in nearly two decades.
Yeah. Rebecca, let's go back and let's talk a little bit about what happened this past week. You know, we had a big scare. We talked about it a lot, pardon me, in our daily editorials about the U.S. potential involvement in Syria. Back on Thursday, Donald Trump said, you know, he's kind of de-emphasizing going into Syria. And what happened to the stock market? It shot up. There is a perfectly clear example of the relationship between politics and finance, don't you think?
Yeah, I could not agree with you more, Al. I mean, I was really struck by the fact that the beginning of April, when we were talking with the tariff talks were happening, we had the worst second quarter start to our market since literally 1929, which is also back to FDR time. There's a lot of FDR jumping back and forth. There is. And so what that shows you is if the president's tweeting about tariffs, the market's crashing, you know, going down 700 points. If the Syria is, you know, using, you know, chemical weapons on their own people, supposedly, then, and Trump makes a tweet, you know, the market's crashing. And then he's saying, oh, no, you know, we're going to be a little more cautious or more, you know, measured in our response. And the market's going up 365 points. So you can just not subtract the geopolitical currents that are reverberating through our ups and downs of our stock market right now.
You know, Rebecca, I have to tell you, I believe that 100%, and I've had that impression since going back to probably 1998, 1999. I mean, I switched the emphasis of our radio program in about 2000, maybe 2001, maybe 1999 for that matter, to hard assets. And the reason I did that is because, in my opinion, starting in about 1998, when broker friends of mine start talking about the new paradigm in the market, and the new paradigm meaning that income statements really don't matter anymore, you know, you got to buy JDS Uniphase, which is a, you know, which is kind of a company that was an empty suit. And I realized then that we were going to be in trouble, and I realized that the only way to save your bacon and maintain a certain amount of asset protection was to be in something like, I would have to say, precious metals, because that's my favorite. Rebecca, you are obviously talking to clients about this particular situation. Think about diversification, think about metals, think about bonds. Philosophically, how are your clients taking this philosophy?
Well, I think I try to do a really good job of working with people. And thank you. But, you know, it's like everybody that works with a client. You know, you try to make sure you're on the same page before you really sort of accept that client, because it's hard to work with someone who is, you know, philosophically opposed to what you believe philosophically. So we try to pick clients that believe as we believe, and that makes for a much more productive working relationship.
Sure.
But all clients are humans, and one problem we all share, Al, is a certain level of greed, unfortunately. And so when you see, like I see now, and I've seen, and I've written about this in my book, Wealth Unbroken, when you see a large correction coming, and yet you can't tell people exactly when, they believe you. They believe that it's coming, right? But they just say, but when, you know, when is it coming? And obviously that is the definition of timing the market, which only, you know, the Lord in heaven can tell us those answers. I don't have that answer. But what I can tell you is that people in 2009 thought that they would know when to get out. And unfortunately, they timed that wrong. And there's far too many people that went through the Great Recession and then had to take over 4 years of their life just to get back to what they had in the market before the Great Recession.
That's
so
right.
What we know is if you can look at your positions in the market today, and you can compare those, and I would literally go back and compare them to your 2009 levels, unless you were repositioning assets out of the market, you know, over these last 9 years. If you were pretty much still a market-based person, look where you were in 2009 and look where you are now. The market overall, the S&P 500, has basically through the end of March gone up 290%. Now, the interesting thing about that, Al, is that as of January, it was 317%. As of February, it was 301%. As of March, end of March, it's 290%. So we can start to see the cracks of this volatility. So that's why I tell people, look where you were and look where you are. If you have a large gain, then you have made money. It's like almost like an addictive drug of a gambler, right? They're at that, I don't gamble, so I will give you completely the wrong analogy here, but they're like at the craps table or the wheel or whatever it's called, and they are winning and they've got their winnings, but they cannot stop. You know, they don't have that stopping point. And unfortunately, the house wins majority of the time. These people walk away with very little. The time to know when to fold them, like Kenny Rogers' song, and, you know, get the profits and move to something safe while we go through this next economic recovery cycle, crash cycle, which is going to happen, is what we have to talk about. It. And people, unfortunately, I saw a very well-known market advisor, brokerage advisor, who has a very large firm on Fox Business the other day saying that the bear or the bull market was going to last several more years. And I literally wanted to throw my shoe at the television, because that's what you're hearing now. If you're concerned about this and you're calling up your broker, you're getting the buy and hold strategy. And that doesn't work for everybody. It just doesn't.
No, it really doesn't. There's no question about that. You know, I'm quite a bit older than you are, and I'm an old rocker, for lack of better terms. I remember back in the 70s, a great blues singer by the name of Eric Burdon from the UK had a song, and the name of that song was Just How Long Can a Good Thing Last. You know, one thing I found, kiddo, after being in this business for about 40 years, is that nothing goes on forever. There's no question about that. I want to ask you one last question, and we have only got, we've only got about 30 seconds. You're not even that. We've got 20 seconds. Give me a yes or no. Do you think Trump is going to be good for the economy in terms of investors?
Yes.
I do too. I agree.
Absolutely.
100%.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Definitely. And definitely way better than what we would have had if we gone the other way. So no doubt about that in my mind.
No doubt about it. Okay, there you have it. Rebecca Walser. We're going to have Rebecca back on the show. This gal is pretty good. Rebecca, thank you so much.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. And Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.